This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Everybody. The mouth ain't working. Everybody have a great weekend. You're all fired up? You ready to go? Because I am not only ready to go, I am, like, really ready to go. Kimberly Moran's going to join us after the first break. And I want to start talking about some of Trump's choices. whatever works, and I've said this before, and I'm going to say it a million times to my friends who just don't really want to hear it. But here's the deal. We questioned Mr. Trump just before during the primary or before the primary, and he won the primary. And a lot of you said, oh, he can't win the primary. Look at the way he talks. Look at the way he treats people. Guess what? He won the primary. And then we said he'd never win the general. He had to change his attitude. He had to change the way he was doing business. He had to change the way he was saying stuff. And what happened? He became El Presidente. I mean, I'm done trying to guess. I am so done trying to second guess this guy. And the other thing is, even reporting on him, on what he's doing and what's going on and that kind of thing, yeah, good luck. I'm telling you, because I'm not going to try to guess. I would have had I'm not the president, so what can I tell you? I would have had totally different choices when it came to the cabinet members and such. I would have a different viewpoint on all of this stuff. Now, I heard Alan West was hanging out at the Trump Tower today. I would love to see him in a Secretary of Defense, whatever, you know, some kind of military/security role. Would love to see him in that role. But we'll see, we'll see what happens. But now, everybody was worried about what Al Gore was doing there today. I'm going to tell you what Al Gore was doing there today. You ready? Take notes. No, seriously, take some notes. Ben Carson, Al Gore being there, he wasn't looking for a seat. He was chasing Trump down because, he's been there for a while now. He's not flying all over the country. So Al Gore was chasing Trump down to get paid for the carbon credits that Trump had been blowing for the last 6 or 8 months or so. Don't you have to pay carbon credits now when you burn so much fuel? I mean, think of all the flying he did. You think we paid carbon credits or whatever on Air Force One? You think we do that? I don't know. I'm just asking. I'm not too sure. Maybe we are. But so he was there trying to collect his carbon credit money and making sure that Mr. Trump wasn't going to totally throw his only money-making opportunity out the window. Now, I don't know if this is true. Maybe somebody in the chat room or somebody on Facebook can tell me. But I heard that Ivanka Trump is a yay on climate change, right? That she does believe and man-made climate change. Dad believes it's nothing but hooey. So I guess Ivanka's going to have to use her own money to help out. Because I'm believing that Dad's going to do what's best for the country and not what's best for Ivanka. I'm just going to believe that. Yeah, that's how stupid I am. So anyhow, you know, Kimberly Morgan's going to join me after the break. And we're going to get into, you know, the Ben Carson choice. So so many other things that are going on. You know, you got the loons across the country being sworn into their new offices, which has got to scare pretty much all of you, because I know it scares the bejesus out of me. I'm not kidding. I'm dead serious. And the hypocrisy of the left, it's just never, 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 never ending. Let's see. I don't know if you guys saw this on YouTube recently. Let's see if I can find the story. You know, I love it when this stuff is up and then, bang, it's gone. But YouTube actually has banned, come on, where were you? You were here a second ago. Like I said, I hate computers. Anyway, the YouTube is really selective in the videos that it bans. And it will decide what is acceptable or slash not acceptable to be up on YouTube, to be published on YouTube. So apparently, let's see, YouTube has taken down a video of, oh, here you go, Prager University had a video up. I don't know if you guys heard about this. And Prager University had put up the, you know, a video that had to do with, you know, terrorism and that kind of stuff, right? And, come on, there you go. All right, so Dennis Prager of Prager University had a video titled Born to Hate Jews. So he put the video, you know, the videos run on YouTube and on his website. And they're marvelous. They're worth watching. If you ever see the Prager University or a Prager University logo go by you, grab it. Go watch the video. It's only a couple of minutes. You can give a couple of minutes of your time to actually learn something more, I don't know, than how to play Mario Brothers or something. It shows you how old I am. I have no idea what the new video games are. So that was pulled down by YouTube because YouTube decided it was a problem. Right? It was a hateful. It was filled with hate speech. It had to be shut down. And what do they leave up? They leave up a radical Islamic cleric's video on how to wage jihad on the Jews. That seemed to be okay. Guys, we're gonna have to bring this fight to them. Big time. Let's see what you're willing to give up. Kimberly Moran joins me on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I so much appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And head up to the website. You know, there's a whole bunch of things going on. If you go to my website, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy the book. Well, yeah, there's a book up there somewhere. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And yes, it's his... racist, homophobic, and bigoted as you can possibly get. Not really, but I figure if I get your attention, you'll buy it anyway. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just bring her in because I always have such a good time when she's on the show with me. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week here on The Real Side. Gives me a, what do you want to say, a libertarian spanking at times? Because I really don't always get it. And you help me drive it home. So thanks for being with me. What is this with the South Park? You sent me the God. I won't be able to recover from this. You know that. And we were talking about Al Gore earlier. You have to straighten me out, right?
I can't believe you don't know who Man Bear Pig is.
I don't.
You have to watch an episode with Man Bear Pig. It's South Park's way of making fun of Al Gore.
Ah, Well, you know what? Maybe they have a redeeming quality. If they're making fun of Al Gore, then they have some kind of redeeming quality. You know what I'm saying? So what do you?
They make fun of all kinds of people. Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think of my thought process that Al was there to collect his carbon credits from Trump because of all the gas he blew during the election?
Oh my goodness!
What was he doing there?
I don't know. Maybe he wants to sell him some ethanol, you know, futures. Who knows?
Well, you know, when they're having those fires in Tennessee, I wish I knew where he lived because can you imagine the fires hitting his house where they have, you know, because his plane is parked there, his cars are parked there. I mean, that thing would have gone up like you wouldn't believe. There'd be nothing but a dust ball there right now.
Yeah, right?
Right? So... All right, so let's get to some of Trump's picks here, and I'm watching what's happening, and I'm going to tell you what I've been telling everybody, which is, you know, we all second guessed him during the primaries and he won. We second guessed him during the general and he won. I'm almost afraid to second guess him during the during his cabinet choices here, but he's picked Ben Carson, and what is it? What would they call it? The help for HUD, and. Why? What qualifications does Carson have where he possibly would choose him for that seat?
I have no idea. Some people have said it's because Carson grew up in that, inner city area, poor area, that somehow qualifies him. I don't see it. Ben Carson's expertise is in healthcare and neurosurgery. If anything, HUD should be shut down. Unless Carson's going to go in there and shut down HUD, I don't understand really the point. I'm sure there's some method to the madness, but Ben Carson spoke eloquently and embarrassed Obama during that speech he gave when he first, hit the scene about health care and how it could really be fixed. And so I don't quite understand HUD, unless he's going to apply the same logic to housing. I really honestly can't tell you.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm looking at some of these and I'm thinking, all right, maybe you're right. Maybe it's the inner city stuff. Maybe he understands the plight of a lot of these people that live in the inner city and what have you. But there were so many other people that were better for that, number one. Number two is, why wouldn't you make him Surgeon General? Wouldn't he be the perfect choice in that area, arena, whatever?
Well, yeah, exactly. But a lot of people have said the Surgeon General is really just a figurehead, and I get that. But I think that would kind of be, Carson would be perfect for that because it's almost messaging as well. Because we have that lunatic Surgeon General who wanted to push gun control and having doctors talk with their patients about guns, which they do, some of them, if not the smart ones. So I don't know. I can't explain this one. It baffles me. It baffles me completely.
Alan West was there at the Trump Tower today. And I've known Alan for a while. I mean, we're not good friends, but I've known him for a while. I've spoken to him half a dozen times. He's affiliated with one of the organizations that I am with. I look at him and I say to myself, you know, there's a guy that would be perfect in some kind of defense position. And certainly, you know, I don't care whether it's, you know, CIA, FBI, National Defense. I don't care where it is. But I don't know. Give me your take on Alan West.
I think I agree. Something in defense. Something along those lines. If he was going to have him in his cabinet, because, you know, Alan West is take no prisoners, I'm not going to take any crap kind of guy, and I'm especially not going to take any crap from our enemies, and unfortunately for the past 8 years, that's all we've done. So we need to flip it and prove to, especially, you know, Islamic extremists that, yeah, we're not going to take your crap anymore, and that's why I like Mad Dog Mattis for Secretary of, for Department of Defense, rather, because he's out there. He is blunt. He's like the modern day George Patton. And so we need tough people like that. I don't want anybody who wants, nobody who actually has been in war ever wants to go to war, which is a misunderstanding of a lot of people that are the Liberty crowd, a lot of people that are left wing crowd. What we want are people who aren't going to take any crap and they're going to, not put up with it, basically. And they're gonna hardcore cut their fists down. And they're not going to, you know, just roll over. And one of the first things Trump needs to do is change the rules of engagement back, because it's the first thing Obama did when he got into office was change the rules of engagement for our troops that were over in the Middle East, and more of them died because of it.
No, I agree with you. And even they're complaining about the pilots are complaining that they're coming back with full planes when they should have been able to drop bombs or should have been able to take out some of the ISIS strongholds, but they haven't been given permission to on the ground from Washington, which is just craziness. Let the guys do their job. Leave them the heck alone. You know, and allow us to start being the country we're supposed to be, the strong country that we've slowly given away or eroded. I don't, you know, there's some people that are afraid it will never get back there again because of Russia's getting its footholds in the Middle East and in Europe or what have you, and that America will never reach that level of grandeur that it had before.
Look, we're never gonna, we can't do anything about the Middle East. They're primitive. Many of the countries are primitive, tribal. Even countries like Saudi Arabia, I mean, these are, a lot of them are tribal. They still believe in a primitive religion as opposed to, you know, a lot of religions were primitive way back when, right? But they progressed into something that is modern day for humanity. I don't think there's anything we can ever do in the Middle East. We can't stop the version of Wahhabism that the Saudis pushed. That's the extreme version of Islam. It has to be Muslims in the Muslim world who stop it. We can't do that. I don't think there's any. How long have we been in Afghanistan? Come on.
All right, listen, we got to go to a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly Moran joins me. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
We are back. I'm back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll jump right back into it, or I'll jump right back into the frying pan here. Kimberly Morin joins me, as she does every week here on the show. We talk about the stuff that's going on today that's hot for the day, and maybe even do a little cleanup from the weekend. Kimberly, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so we were having a pretty good discussion during the break about the deal, if you would, that Trump did with Carrier, or explained that he was going to do with Carrier. And you have a different take on it than I do, so why don't you let people know if you believe that that was a good thing or not, or the deal with Carrier was good to keep those jobs here or not.
Of course, it's always good to keep jobs here. It was a good PR stunt as well, because it's saying he's serious about trying to keep business here. However, what about their competition? Their competition in the U.S. that wasn't going to be going to Mexico didn't say, "Oh, we need incentives, or we're not going to stay." They weren't offered incentives, so now they have a competitive advantage over other companies that are in the same business in the U.S., and they're still shipping 1,100 jobs over to Mexico. So it's not that they didn't stop all operations from going over to Mexico. They just stopped some of them. So the biggest thing people complain about is in the economy, if it's across business, you have to make it a level playing ground or an equal playing field for everyone, because that businesses thrive on that competition.
But here's the thing: he didn't do anything special for them. I mean, seriously, when you really think about it, how many? What's that?
Instead of did not him.
Right. So when you think about it, though, how many states, cities, areas, what have you, give tax incentives to companies to either stay there or come there? I mean, New York had one of the biggest ads going on for 3 years. You come to New York.
Yeah, but that was all businesses. It wasn't one specific business. Someone made a point of this earlier tonight. Was business is going to start lining up to Trump and say, "Hey, we'll stay here if you make this state or you give us this, this, or that." That's not right. That's not how it should work. Cut regulations. Cut Obamacare. Mm-hmm. Cut taxes. Make it so that businesses want to stay here and don't need to beg, borrow, and steal to get incentives. Give them the incentives across the board, at the federal level. Cut things you can at the federal level, and then states obviously do their own thing.
Right, but you know, but across the board, Kimberly, all through the country, states give breaks to individual companies to bring their plants there. They give them no interest or low interest loans against buildings or no taxes for X amount of years. And the reason they do that is because they balance off and say, okay, so the income tax, the sales tax, the taxes when they buy their homes, all that outweigh the tax breaks that they're giving them. And those are one-offs. Those aren't for every company moving into that area. I have a...
Yeah, that's a state. That's a state. That's not the president of the United States.
Right.
That's a state.
Okay.
If you're going to do anything at the federal level, do it across the board. And then states on their own individual levels can deal with that.
So
which is what happened with Indiana, which is really what happened with Indiana, but Trump was involved.
Right.
And so, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. Like, at the federal level, cut things across the board to make it better, and then the states will continue to do their incentive. Because states have, like you said, they have other incentives to want to bring big businesses there. Hey, come here instead of going to my next-door neighbor state, and we'll do this, this, or that for you. And they create jobs for their own people. That's totally acceptable, and that's normal, but not at the federal level.
Yeah,
my
thought is he probably went to them and said, look, I'll make your life miserable if you try to bring it back here afterward, and if you guys all start doing this, I'll make it almost impossible for you to bring your product back here. Look, I know as a capitalist, I'm supposed to go, it doesn't matter, I don't care. But here's the deal. Capitalists want a fair playing field as well. If you're going to go ahead and allow these companies to go over, companies going to other countries and then sell back here without putting any kind of tariffs on them, anything on them, when they don't have to deal with the unions, they don't have to deal with the EPA, they don't have to deal with the same stringent standards that we have, I don't think that's fair at all. You cannot compete, and you're almost forcing jobs over the line, are you not?
Yeah, and I don't know. There's got to be a line for the tariffs, though, because if it's too high, what happens is tariffs will all get passed on to consumers.
Sure.
So it's not like we're going to be, it's not like the company's actually paying it, consumers pay it. So I guess there's got to be a realistic tariff that doesn't totally kill consumers. I mean, although you could say that consumers won't buy that product from that company anymore. But what if there's no companies like that in the U.S.? It's not going to make companies come over here and jump back into the U.S.
No, but
you're right.
But I love the hypocrisy of the Americans. I mean, we got iPhones and iPads and all this other stuff and, the Samsung products and we're screaming about, we don't have enough jobs here, we don't do this here, or what have you. They can't make that product here. I just heard a financial show over the weekend where they were talking about Apple and saying, I don't know how Apple's going to do this with the regulations, with the union rules, the regulations, them bringing product here. An iPhone, a $600 or $700 iPhone, is going to be $1,400, $1,500. There's no way around it. You really think the American people are going to put up with that?
No, it would probably actually be more than that. You're right. We have to figure out a way to do it so that it works for everyone. Right?
Yeah.
We are a global economy. We have to get with that reality. People, you can't close off and be isolationist in your economy. They did that during Hoover did that, and that's part of what caused the depression back before FDR was elected, because the tariffs were so high, we sort of had an isolationist economy, and things weren't happening. So that actually hurt us. So there's a way to do it that doesn't hurt, but it does send a message to the business. But you know what I mean? It's got to be figured out, and that's for the people who have dealt with that before, and that's their profession.
I'm just one of those guys that is sitting here, and I am tired of buying stuff from overseas. Look, I'm surrounded by equipment that's been made overseas. I can't help it. I've got some equipment that I know for a fact it's made right here in America, and it makes me quite happy to know that those products are made here. But there's got to be a way.
Are we?
Seriously, are Americans really willing to spend more money to have equipment that's made here so that you keep people here and work? Look, I get the fairness of one side of this. I got to tell you, though, I'm excited that, and it's not just 1,000 people. We talked about this the other night. It's not just 1,000 people to get to keep their jobs. It's the support staff that's around them. It's probably 600 kids that get to go to local schools. It brings money to the local schools. It's another 500 or 600 homes that don't go into foreclosure. People don't have to move out of. It's a bigger picture than 1,000, and they're not looking at the holidays going, oh, my God, what are we going to do come January? So I am happy about it from that point of view, that standpoint. You're right. There's got to be a bigger picture.
Right? All the small mom and pop businesses that support all these people, too.
Right. That's what I was saying. I mean, there's so many. People forget how many other support services there are around these factories, around these plants, around these businesses. There are small towns here in California that are now ghost towns because of companies that have moved to Arizona or Texas, because they can't put up with the... We have a thing here in California called the AQMD. It's like the Air Quality Management blah-blah-blah-blah drive businesses out of California group is what it is. And they're stronger, they're tougher, and they have more regulations than the EPA does. So it's just amazing to me. We've got to turn this thing around. And I don't want to say I don't care what Trump does, because I do care what he does. But I want them to blow up some of these things. I want them to blow them up to the point where they have to be totally rebuilt. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, I agree. Well, you know me, I want them to cut 50% of the federal government, but, you know.
He won't have to. About 35% of them are going to leave if he becomes president. Well, he's become president. I'm waiting to see the resignation numbers.
Oh, I really hope they do. They won't. These are the safety pin people. They won't.
No. You mean like all the... Go ahead.
They'll keep their positions to, you know, get their cushy benefits, their well-paying job for sitting on their butt doing nothing.
Yeah. Well, I love this. Did you hear about the group of students that protested and went? Well, actually, we've all heard about the group of students that protest. They're all over the place. But the this particular group of students, they demonstrated the fact that the trustees or the board of trustees met with Donald Trump a few weeks ago, and now they want the trustees and or the president fired. So I think this is really... So we've got... These group of snowflakes have gotten to the point where anything and everything that they don't agree with... Now, this is not like an egregious thing, right? Where I don't know, we're buying product from a terrorist nation. This is... Where a group of trustees and the president of the college met with Trump, and now he has to go because he's still placed, can't take it. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break, but they're all doing this now, and they just simply don't agree or don't like it. They think they have a right to protest. I think they have a right to get an F. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Please answer the question.
It's like a Saturday night disco show. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Come on, sit down. Really seriously. No more dancing. You're listening on Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring back Kimberly Marin. She's on with me every week. We talk about the issues of the day and the things that are going on out there that we may have a little bit of a different viewpoint on, but hey, what the hey, we have a lot of fun with it. Kimberly, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so we were talking about these snowflakes. You know, they've gotten, here's the thing that bothers me. They have now gotten to the point where they think that anything that goes on, whether it's on a college campus or actually even around town, that all they have to do is protest it. All they have to do is try to be louder than the other person, and they can keep it from happening. You know, and here's a group of people, A group of trustees that got together. They got together with Donald Trump to talk about, you know, finances at the college and what they can expect and what have you. And the kids now want the kids, the children, the little children, are now protesting because they want those trustees either recalled, they want the president gone. It's a mindset. It's a total mindset of these young people now, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks to left-wing radicals. They need to, these people need to be ignored. They need to be told to shut up and sit down. Protest, fine, but we're not going to change what we do because you don't like it and you have a little Baruch assault pissy fit. I have seen this over and over, and it's become worse over the past 8 years. I don't recall seeing this these previous 8 years ago, except for those lunatics of Code Pink, the Code Pinkos, who, oh, they disappeared with warmonger Obama, though. Isn't that interesting? Cindy Shaheen didn't care that Obama was creating even more wars. So eventually somebody has to say to these people, look, we get you don't like what's going on, but you know what? We're not going to fire someone because you don't like it because they talked to someone. We're not going to change what we're doing because you don't like what we're doing because it disagrees with your ideology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to go to college there if you don't like it. Don't go. Quit. Get out. Go to a different college. There's choices in life you can make, and I'm sorry, but you little special snowflakes aren't going to demand that we fire someone or we get rid of someone because you didn't like who they met with. No, and I've seen it. The gay Sapo did that to two gay hoteliers in New York City last year because, God forbid, these guys met with Ted Cruz, not to talk about it, to talk about business, whatever. And the gay Sapo were horrifying to these people. They tried to shut their business down. They tried to make sure they lost business. Here are two gay guys who own a hotel that's gay-friendly, because they, God forbid, talk to someone who maybe disagrees with them on some issues but agrees with them on others. I can't stand these people. They hurt this country. They hurt the republic. And they are horrifying for democracy.
Yeah. And do you think we're overblowing this to a degree? Do you think it's a small group of kids on these campuses? Or do you think it's a large, a fairly prominent large group of kids on these campuses that can't handle this stuff?
Small group of kids, to be honest with you. I think there are paid leftists that are pushing it on these campuses. Then you have the crackpot professors who push this kind of stuff. It's a small percentage. I mean, you have kids now who are afraid to say boo, which is not what we want to be teaching our kids. We want them to have political debates, discussions, disagreements, and hash it out, talk it out, because that's what normal adults do. Normal adults don't sit there with their fingers in their ears and say, I'm not listening, stamping their feet, saying,
la, 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 right?
Exactly.
No.
So, but that's a problem in that, you know, they're unfortunately, universities are breeding their parents are breeding them. But universities are teaching kids these kind of things, and even though it might be a small percentage, they're loud, and of course they make sure that, you know, the mainstream media, left-wing loons, deal with it too.
But can we, but look, and I'm going to throw it back on the parents like I always love to do. I come back and say it's the parents are part of the problem here, because the parents aren't checking out what their kids are learning, or they're seeing this. There's no way they're not seeing this stuff happen on the news. There's no way they're not seeing this stuff, you know, happening up on their little Twitter or texting feeds. They know what's going on at their kid's school. And most of these schools are not just public cheap schools. Some of them are very expensive schools to be at. And when do the parents start stepping in and going, okay, we're not putting up with this tomfoolery. They're not getting my money anymore.
Well, you know what? What I would say, but like, you know what, you want to behave that way or you want to deal with that, then yeah, I'm not paying you. I'm not paying. Because let's face it, it's extremely expensive. It's not like it's cheap, you know?
Yeah.
And what are you paying for? What's your kid going to come out and be, really?
Oh, when they come out of this, they're not going to be able to, there's nothing they're going to be able to deal with when they get to the outside world. When they actually go to work and work has an expectation they show up on time, that they get X amount of productivity done, they don't really care whether their dog died or the gas was off or the water was broken at the house. You got work, you got to get done, you got to get it done. Productivity is an expectation at work. So I think we're gonna have a generation here. We've seen this happen before, and you're gonna have a generation here of young people that really don't know how to push through. There won't be any major breakthroughs because they don't know how to take adversity and push through things. That's kind of where my head's at with this. Am I like on drugs or something? Or what?
No, you're right. How are these people are supposed to be our future leaders? How's that gonna work?
Oh, yeah,
they can't even leave themselves out of a paper bag right now. I watched a video the other day, and they don't teach home ec or anything anymore. I remember when I was in school, you had to take home ec or shop.
Well, because home ec is gender specific, and shop is gender specific, and you're just out of touch.
No, they weren't even back then. You could take shop if you were a girl.
I know.
but they taught those back then. It was mandatory, like take eighth grade or something. They don't do it now. Kids come out of school. They don't even, they're lucky they know how to wipe their behinds right. I mean, they don't know what civics are. They don't know how to vote. They might know how to vote because, you know, they're told how to vote. But they don't know how to do basic functioning things if they were ever on their own. And that's really scary. Really, they don't know how to read a recipe. They don't know how to, you know, figure out all the measurements for all the things to put in a recipe and how long to cook it for. And, you know, I get not everybody's going to be a cook, but if you at least can boil water and make, you know, throw something in it.
Yeah, basic stuff shouldn't be a big deal. You're exactly right. You know, it was really funny. You were talking about the gay and lesbian community earlier, and there was this whole thing on gays for Trump, and they were getting together with the for the inauguration ball. They were putting their whole thing together, and they were inviting people to come, and I couldn't believe. I can't find the link. I have to go through the history later on to find it, but the negativity from people from their own group in the comment section, I thought was amazing. Uh-huh. So we've got to the point now. Again, we're raising a group of people. We're growing a group of people that if you're not exactly on the same page as me, 100%, then you're nothing more than, you know, than a jerk and an armpit. I got all kinds of words I could use, but we'd get shut off. But anyway,
but it's, you know what? It's okay to disagree with people on some things. It doesn't. That's okay. That's real life.
Right. But you notice the most of the hatred. Where's it coming from? What side is it coming from? Come on, be honest.
Left, of course.
Oh, the majority of it, but they don't see it. They won't fess up to it. They don't see it, and I don't understand it. Well, maybe I do understand it. I don't, but
it's a mental disorder. It's a mental disorder. I'm not kidding when I say that.
I knew you were
going
to go there. Well, listen, I was not on that page with some of you, and now that I've seen what's going on after the election, now that I've seen they reelected Nancy Pelosi, okay, when I see all this stuff that's going down, I've got to stop and say, maybe it is a mental deficiency. Maybe there is a problem between the years, because you can't keep doing this stuff, telling us that it all makes sense, and all it does is hurt us. And even your own people, even a core group of Dems are saying, wait a minute, we're doing this all wrong, and they won't listen to them.
Oh, no, Nancy Pelosi thinks that Democrats didn't want to change. They're happy with everything that's been going on and that they're for working families. She is like the queen of the insane asylum. She is so out of touch and so far gone out of her mind. I don't know what Democrats are thinking, other than we just need to do what we're told, because that's how a lot of Democrats roll. They just do what they're told.
So we're going to run out of time, but I want to hit this really quick with you. Is the Seattle City Council member Kashama Sawan? She said that she pledges to disrupt and hamper the Trump presidency. I will not rest until he is removed from office. Here's the problem with that. She's an elected official. She took an oath to uphold the Constitution of these United States. Local officials do that. These United States, and the bottom line is she wants to remove a duly elected president, uproot, hamper his job and his ability to do his job. Which is totally against what the Constitution tells us. Should she be removed?
She should be removed, honestly. Yep. She should be removed from office. She is supposed to be balanced, right? She's not supposed to be for, you know, one or the other. She's supposed to be representing all of her constituents, and I'm pretty sure all of her constituents don't feel the same way as she does. Well, yeah, you never know. I do have family there. They don't agree with her, but... no, she's completely out of her mind, and what she's doing is wrong. She did uphold the Constitution. She's not doing that.
All right, you got 10 seconds. Tell people where to find you, quick.
NewHampshirePoliticalBuzz.com or .org, ConservativeIND on Twitter, and the Federalist Papers Project.
Always, always, always a pleasure, Kimberly. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. When we come back, yep, we're going to talk about the Pelosi. She's not out of touch. She's just simply out of her mind. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Thanks, Joe.
Always a pleasure, Kim. And she is out of her mind. We know that.
Way out of her mind.
You know, it's too bad she has the last name of Pelosi.